It appears as if Richmond Serial Racist is back at it again, this time confronting a server inside a new dessert shop in the city. The man, who the Richmond News understands to be Peter Hansons, has been caught on video multiple times over the last few years making racist comments and being involved in heated arguments with people of Asian ethnicity. Each time, Hansons, who is Caucasian, questions whether his target or targets are from Canada, advises them to go back to China, and, in the process, usually claims to be a lawyer. Man asks server, "What are you?" His recent rant happened at a new mango dessert shop, Wei Lao Shan, on Buswell Street and Cook Road in Richmond, where he had apparently popped in to use the washroom. It's not clear what happened in the moments leading up to the altercation, but Hansons can be heard on the video posted to TikTok asking the server, "So what are you? Are you a Canadian? I'm asking you a question, are you Canadian? If you're saying you're Chinese, then you go back to China." At Pat Pat Choi Choi soft opening for a dessert store in Richmond, BC. Man comes in asking to borrow their washroom then complains about there isn't enough English on their menu. Then goes on to tell the employee if they ain't Canadian, they should go back to China. At Global News. CA at Daily Hive at Daily Hive Vancouver Musical Note Original Sound, User 1,184,001,711,839. The person who posted the video to the social media platform claimed that Hansons came in to use the washroom before complaining that there wasn't enough English on the menu. Needless to say, his comments were largely treated with disdain by fellow TikTok users, with many not realizing that the rant was not Hansons' first time around. The Law Society of BC, on the back of a complaint received about Hansons' claims of being a lawyer, has issued him with a warning to stop making such representations. He was last in the news when confronting women of Asian ethnicity at Brighouse Canada Line Station last August. In that instance, Hansons demanded to know why the women were not speaking English, making references about Japan, even though they appeared to be of Chinese ethnicity. In 2021, he got into an argument and made racist remarks towards anti-Asian racism protesters, also at Brighouse Station. And 3 years ago, he confronted a group of Asian students in Vancouver with similar comments, which resulted in the news publishing a letter of apology, written by Hansons.